Okay. Monday, May 12th, 7 o'clock, Park and Rec Commission meeting. Okay, start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay.
Mr. John Bittman.
Here.
Mr. Ronald Sill.
Here.
Mr. Bruce Sill.
Here.
Ms. Heather Buten, excused. Mr. Jose Rivera, apparently is excused. Mr. Michael Kelleher.
Here.
And Demo is also here. We have a quorum.
All right. Are there any additions or deletions to the agenda?
Yeah.
Are there any additions or deletions to the agenda?
That's
not hearing any. Go to number four, acceptance of the minutes from April 14th, 2025.
Make a motion to accept.
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Public portion. Does anybody from the public wish to speak? Does anybody from the public wish to speak? Does anybody from the public wish to speak? Hearing none, we'll go on to correspondence. Any correspondence?
None. None from me.
Director's report.
Mr. Chair, the record should reflect that Miss Jennifer Moffitt is on the Jen Moffitt is on the on Zoom. So
okay, thank you.
Mr. Rivera, is that you?
Oh, that's how it works.
Is that for me?
No, hold on a second.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Rivera, are you there? Mr. Rivera is entering the meeting at 7:03.
Yami McNeil is also here representing Pop Warner. He's also on the call.
Who's that?
Yami McNeil, the new president of the of Derby Pop Warner. He's also on the call.
Okay, thank you.
We'll go back to public portions. Do you have any questions? From Yana?
Does Yami have any questions? Is it okay to say?
Yes. Yeah, you got to use your microphone.
I don't believe she does. She was just standing next to me. It's a baseball game, and I reminded her, and she jumped on.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Dennis, go ahead.
All right, so, it's mid-May, and this is our busiest month of the year, pretty much by far. Everything is going rather well. The baseball field is very busy. The football soccer field is busy. And the great room is very busy. So that makes for a bit of a hectic month for us, but it's all working out pretty good so far. All is well up at Wittick Park. We've got all our teams secured and scheduled, the ones that are playing there, the ones that have permission to play there. They're underway. Things are going well there as well. No concerns there. Once again, at the community center, we're suffering from some maintenance problems with the pool. But they're okay now. But it seems to be a continuing problem for me. And it kind of stinks when we lose revenue the way we do when the pool's not operating like it needs to. The budget, we've got a month and a half left. I'm in the process of completing my list of transfers. There will be several. I'm seeking money from all the line items that I can. We've got some bills we got to pay. Right now, I can't pay them until I do my transfers, but that's kind of something I do annually. Okay. This is nothing new. Recreation receivables, you see where we are. I think we would be probably $10,000 more if we had our pool at all times. I had a discussion with the mayor and Brian Hall about capital request, as was suggested at our last meeting. We are talking about a $30,000 request for the community center health club air system, which has been down for 2 years. Basically, we have no air conditioning. That's encouraging. That's not cheap. We're going to compile a list. This is number one on it. Okay. The list includes lockers, pool improvements, a couple other things, but our primary initial request will be for the air system into our lower level health club. That's it for me.
Was that for capital plan you're putting that into?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's, we just talked about
it. Was it already put in the capital plan? Or?
No, this is the next one.
Oh, for?
No, okay. You mean for this? I don't know. I talked with Brian and Joe last week. Are they discussing for immediate?
I think the Board of Aldermen just approved the capital plan for this year.
It was the last thing was the no, it was just the modification they adjusted. So now that was actually for the current year we're in.
Right.
So then there'll be
so the new one will come to the board when?
Probably in June or July. In June or July. The budget was just approved. And this stuff was never asked for. So it was never in the plan because it was never asked for.
Okay.
So it doesn't it that
so that's it'll be really, in the next one.
So probably in the next couple.
We have things in the that were asked for and that we got. Am I going to ask for? I'm Parks and Rec. I've been doing this a real long time. I don't give them a list of 10 things. What for?
So you got stuff.
Sometimes I get nothing.
You're in the current one though with stuff you wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
Well, I've got things to do.
Yeah. Well.
Are there any plans for the referendum, Mark?
Pardon?
Any plans for the referendum? Discussions?
They talked about it at the last capital planning.
They didn't say anything.
No.
May I ask a question, Dennis? What is in the current one you're talking about? The capital plan. This is what's in that one.
We got $7,000 for clay and $8,000 for the basketball court, the outdoor basketball court.
Up in
the picnic ground.
The picnic ground. Sure.
Yeah.
Karen, what are you talking about? The going out to bond for the equipment and stuff we need?
Right.
Oh, so that's not capital plan. That would be
an offshoot.
That would be the Board of Aldermen and having to go into bond council and having to go back to the Board of Aldermen. It's kind of a big process, yeah.
Time frame, trying to get it to the election time.
I was going to say, before the election time, we'd have to.
That would be too long.
If I may ask a question on that, and I haven't been involved in over 20 years, but Mark, you would know, obviously, and someone here might know, Ron and somebody else, but what's the timeline on this public hearings for the bond? You get that public hearings, correct? Am I correct in that? For the capital plan, I mean, for the bond package, if it's going to be on the November ballot? I mean, I'm just asking a question.
But I know now there's no timeline.
No, well,
there is a timeline for the bond. At the last
capital plan meeting, they did ask the finance director to look at what the impact would be of a larger package for a referendum.
Yeah,
you know, a larger package that would require a bond referendum.
Right.
I think what your question is, like, when does it have to be done by?
Right.
And that is, it's got to be finalized by basically August 31st, by September 1st, because it has to be finalized into the Secretary of State, like 60 days before the election.
About 100 days.
Yeah. Yep. So that.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Dennis? Hearing none. Jen?
Hi, everybody. How are we doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Sorry, I couldn't be there. We got a boys game going on right now up here. Feeding. Listen, like Dennis said, it's crazy time of year. We've got senior nights coming up. We got track on the 14th, softball on the 21st, baseball on the 27th. And it's just crazy right now. We're with the weather last week and now the weather coming up this week, trying to get all the games in and get them played. May end up having to do some doubleheaders at some point just to make sure that we can get everything in. It's required by the CAC to make sure we get everything in by the 29th. So fun times ahead. Definitely everything is busy, but I've been communicating with Dennis and Little League really well, I think, to make sure that everybody has field time when they need it. I think track's been going well as well. We got all sorts of different things going on there with soccer and football camps and everything else. So it's great to see the fields constantly being used, what they're here for. I think things are going really well.
Hey. Looks like it's going to be a quick meeting. Any new or other business?
Nothing for me at the moment.
Thanks, Jen.
Thank you, Jen.
You're welcome.
Okay. No other business?
We're moving right along.
We're moving right along.
Motion to adjourn, 7:12.
Motion to second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. The meeting is adjourned.